In Afghanistan, Taliban officials say the destruction of all of the country's Buddhist statues is nearly complete. That's in line with an edict issued last month by the Taliban's supreme leader. The statues include two towering Buddhas carved out of a cliff in Bamiyan province. They are considered relics of Afghanistan's pre-Islamic history as a center of Buddhist learning. The latest international appeal to stop the Buddha's destruction by UN Secretary General Kofi Annan apparently has been ignored, NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
Secretary General Annan went into his meeting with the Taliban Foreign Minister Waqil Ahmed Mutawakil in Islamabad, hoping to get the Taliban to spare the Bamiyan Buddhas and thousands of other smaller statues around the country. He emerged from the hour-long talks having failed to achieve that goal.
I walked away from the meeting not very encouraged. Basically, he confirmed that all movable statues have been destroyed and that the destruction of the two statues had begun, but he could not tell me the status of the demolition.
Later, speaking to reporters, the Taliban foreign minister elaborated on the status of the two Bamiyan Buddhas, one 175 feet high, the other 120 feet high, and on the non-negotiable nature of Mullah Omar's edict. The destruction work is underway, Mutawakil said, but hasn't been completed due to some restoration work done earlier with metal rods and concrete that was making it difficult to, as he put it, completely smash the two statues. But he left no room for doubt that they would be turned to rubble. The edict demands they be destroyed, Mutawakil said. It does not allow their removal or their sale. The latter was a reference to attempts by the UN Cultural Organization, UNESCO, and others to convince the Taliban to allow the statues to be moved out of the country. The international community, governments and religious leaders alike, have condemned the Taliban's action and urged them to reconsider. The latest group, scholars from the 55-nation Organization of Islamic Conference, arrived in the Taliban's spiritual headquarters of Kandahar yesterday, but a spokesman for Mullah Omar appeared to confirm the preservationists' worst fears. Everyone who is coming now is too late, the spokesman Abdul Hai Mutmain said. Last night, during his news conference, Taliban Foreign Minister Mutawakil rejected suggestions that the demolition was linked to UN sanctions imposed in January, sanctions aimed at pressuring the Taliban to give up accused Saudi terrorist Osama bin Laden. Let me make it clear, we're not doing this to please or displease anyone, and it's not an emotional decision, Mutawakil said. It's a decision based on Islamic law. Mutawakil went on to say he thought the international response to the demolition exaggerated, adding he wished the international community would pay as much attention to Afghanistan's humanitarian needs. 3 years of drought and an ongoing civil war have left hundreds of thousands hungry and homeless, but the United Nations is having trouble raising money to assist them. Secretary General Annan yesterday suggested the Taliban's decision to destroy the Buddhas isn't likely to help.
And I must say, I find if they do carry through this lamentable decision, I think they'll be doing themselves a great deal of disservice, and they'll be doing a great deal of disservice to Islam, in whose name they claim to be doing this. But I don't think anyone will accept that, because not many or hardly any Islamic scholars or religious leaders have supported their position. And in fact, I did tell the minister, you have to respect what is sacred to others.
But the Taliban is used to doing things its way, oblivious to the consequences and impervious to international criticism. The destruction of the country's pre-Islamic heritage is just the latest example. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.